Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. When you need to stock up on milk or fresh fruits and vegetables for the week, you probably just drive a couple of miles to the nearest Kroger or Meijer, or maybe you take a trip to your local farmer's market and load up your trunk with groceries there. But for 1.8 million Michiganders, it isn't quite so easy to find healthy food. That's the number of people living in so-called food deserts, according to a new report from the Philadelphia-based organization, the Food Trust. Joining us to talk about the impact of food deserts on Michiganders' health and the effort to get the state to invest in solutions is Ted O'Dell. Ted's the director of the Michigan Healthy Food Financing Campaign, which is a project of the American Heart Association. Welcome, Ted.
Good morning.
And also joining us is report author and project associate at the Food Trust, Deirdre Church. Welcome, Deirdre.
Thanks so much, Mark, for having me.
Deirdre, we hear the term food desert tossed around a lot. Can you talk to us a little bit about what exactly that means? What makes a community a food desert?
Well, Mark, it's pretty much the idea that there are many communities throughout the country that do not have adequate access to healthy food retail. So in other words, they don't have convenient access nearby to their communities or within their communities where they can buy healthy food items.
Okay.
Sometimes this can be a rural area where they have to drive miles and miles to get to the closest store, or it might be an urban area where there are a lot of food choices, but very few, if any, healthy choices.
Ted, where in Michigan is it hardest to access healthy foods?
Certainly in the city of Detroit, as well as the northern lower third of the Lower Peninsula.
How do the problems that rural residents in Michigan, I think people have historically tended to focus on the urban areas, but how do the problems that rural residents in Michigan have getting healthy food differ from the issues
Correct.
That exist in like Detroit?
The biggest problem in the rural Michigan, especially northern Michigan, is that people have to travel more than 40 miles in one direction to get to a facility that offers healthy fresh fruits and vegetables and proteins. Many people have to travel a great distance, although there might be a convenience store or corner store or gas station, if you will, in their local vicinity, but they don't carry the fresh foods that we all need to be healthy.
Okay. Deirdre, your study looked at statewide data, but then you also did a more detailed study of Detroit and Grand Rapids. What did you learn about the state's two biggest cities when it comes to access to fresh food?
Well, in Detroit specifically, you know, we found that actually over 35% of the population lives in areas that would be considered low income, have limited access to healthy food retail, and also experience high rates of diet-related death. And while in Grand Rapids there weren't the numbers were not as high, you know, there is still need in Grand Rapids, too. So just as Ted mentioned, there's need on the west side as well as the eastern side of the state, and certainly just sprinkled throughout in rural communities throughout the state as well.
How does Michigan compare to other states where you've looked at the issue of healthy food access?
You know, Michigan is similar in many ways to many other states that we've looked at, in that there's need, you know, as the USDA has found, there's need throughout the entire country. You know, tens of millions of people have limited access to healthy food retail. I would say that in Michigan, the trends are similar in other places that we found, in that a lot of times the need is concentrated in areas that are low income, communities of color, and rural communities. So I would say there were some similar findings there.
Deirdre Church is a project associate at the Food Trust, an advocacy organization based in Philadelphia. We're talking about the nearly 2 million Michiganders who lack easy access to healthy foods. We're also joined today by Ted O'Dell, director of the Michigan Healthy Food Financing Campaign. Ted, the American Heart Association commissioned this study as part of the Michigan Healthy Food Financing Campaign. What was most surprising to you about what you saw in the data about healthy food access here in Michigan?
Two things right off the bat, Mark. The first thing is that over 300,000 children are directly affected here in the state of Michigan, and then that this is clearly not a Detroit problem. And for anyone who wants to look at the maps that we have put together, they can do that through our website. And I was very surprised at the amount of areas in northern Michigan where healthy food access is a real problem. And one example I like to give is that Michigan, we are the second largest agricultural state diversity-wise in the country behind California. So we all think of northern Michigan as you think of Traverse City and cherries, you think of other areas of the state growing potatoes or asparagus or sugar beets. But what happens on harvesting day is that everything gets put onto a truck and then trucked off to a manufacturing or processing facility. So one of our bottom line goals here is to figure out how do we get some of that fresh food to stay right here in local communities, you know, whether it's at the local food co-op or roadside stand or the local major grocery chain.
You'd think an agricultural state like ours might have a leg up there. Is that what you're saying? Would you think it might be easier to overcome these food deserts given the agricultural profile of the state?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of coalition partners who are helping us solve that problem. And it's going to be imperative that we get some of the fresh fruits and produces and proteins that we grow right here in our own state to stay here in our state, because Michigan does provide so much healthy food to the rest of the nation.
Deirdre, in the research that your organization has done, have you looked at what kind of difference it made in people's health when they had access to healthy foods like fruits and vegetables or whole grains?
Yes, you know, reports have found and different studies have found that just simply having closer access to a grocery store improves people's eating habits. For example, research was found in a report called Access to Healthy Food and Why It Matters that compiles over 170 studies throughout the country. It found that among African Americans, when they live closer to a grocery store, their intake of fruits and vegetables increased by 32%. So that's definitely a reality that when people live closer to healthy food retail outlets, that they are able to access that healthy food and therefore have healthier diets.
When you walk into a typical corner store in the city of Detroit, what kind of food are you going to find?
You know, as is, you know, definitely similar to other places throughout the country, you know, not only Detroit, in a lot of corner stores, you find unhealthy items, mainly very calorie-dense snack items that have very low nutritional value, high in fat, high in sodium, high in sugar. And the problem is that a lot of times children really frequent these stores, too, because they're within walking distance of their homes. But that's why an effort like this with the Michigan Healthy Food Access Campaign is geared not only at bringing grocery stores into low-income underserved communities, but also helping existing corner stores to sell healthier items.
Ted, you're in charge of the Michigan Healthy Food Financing Campaign, which is the effort to raise money to help address the lack of healthy food in some communities. You're asking the state legislature to kick in $10 million alongside a bunch of private dollars that have already been donated. Tell us a little bit about that campaign and how that money would get distributed.
Sure. The campaign, the Michigan Healthy Food Access Campaign, is an innovative partnership of retailers, health advocates, policymakers, and finance leaders. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation had approached the American Heart Association over a year ago and said, we want to do something about healthy food access. And they were thinking about Detroit. But as we got into the data and found out this is a much, much larger problem than just Detroit, the American Heart Association received a grant from Robert Wood Johnson. And then we took that money and created what we call Voices for Healthy Kids. There's within the campaign of Voices for Healthy Kids, there's six subcategories. And then we asked the volunteers at the American Heart Association, which one of these six items would you like to work on? And here in Michigan, the majority of our volunteers and our board, which is seated in Metro Detroit, they decided to go with the Healthy Food Access Campaign because this is such a problem in Michigan.
This is a problem. I have to ask both of you. I think there's time. This is a problem that has been talked about a lot for a long time. What's missing here in terms of a solution? Why can't we seem to get ahead of this problem?
Mm-hmm. From my standpoint, I believe it simply boils down to healthy food access and what are our children and younger people exposed to through the media as far as what they can eat. In our rush as a society to have convenience and speed, we end up eating fast food that we've scientifically is not necessarily healthy for us.
Deirdre, what about you? What needs to happen that just simply hasn't happened for all these years that we've been talking about food deserts?
I think, you know, that really looking at this, of course, with a comprehensive approach, starting, just as Ted mentioned, with actually people having access, if they don't have access and they don't have the choice of eating healthy. And then beyond that, you know, bringing in nutrition education and, as Ted was mentioning, social marketing toward children, that's not just encouraging them to eat only health, only unhealthy items, but also showing them, you know, what a healthy diet can provide to them. So I think really a comprehensive approach is necessary, but really first overcoming the access issue. You know, you can't get any further if you don't overcome the access issue.
The one thing that I'd like to mention is
quickly,
is that everyone would like to lead a healthy lifestyle and look like the glamour people in these magazines, whether it's male or female. But the bottom line is a healthy lifestyle starts with what you put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about food deserts in Michigan and the effort to help communities in the state get access to healthy foods. Our guests have been Deirdre Church, project associate at the Food Trust in Philadelphia, and Ted Odell, director of the Michigan Healthy Food Financing Campaign. Deirdre, Ted, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.